My Country Haven, 9 April 2013. Slowly, ever so slowly, I open my eyes. I open them to greet the light morning. The soft, gentle, circular clouds, their edges are beautiful to behold. They are as pleasing and delicate as the finest china. They capture one's adoration so much that the blue, peaceful tranquillity of the sky is almost disregarded and unequal to their loveliness. Almost. As I force my eyes to wander away from the clouds and away from their connotations of restfulness to gaze upon that pavonine sky, I am so struck and then absorbed in my inspection of it that I am almost persuaded to pay little heed to the landscape. Almost. That glorious, breathtaking Australian landscape, so delightful and refreshing it is to gaze upon its fascinating green and brown folds. They are the folds and layers of the landscape, like a beloved quilt, filled with warmth and comfort, and dotted with intriguing, intricate patterns of foliage and cattle, slowly devouring the grass shoots beneath them. One of these so intricate and intriguing patterns is formed by the eucalyptus trees. They dance to the soothing humming of the native bees and the song of the birds who would call them home, magpies, currawongs, and kookaburras, all singing the melodious song of nature, unimpeded by the unlovely, ugly cacophony of the civilization of man and that associated with it. If only man could let alone this God-made quilt to rusticate peacefully until it is put to rights by its creator. But can we ever resist?